We're learning the laws of Hanukkah from the point of view of the Rambam. Perek Revi'i, the fourth chapter, begins by asking Kamaneros who madlik b'Chanukah. How many candles does one kindle on each night of the Chanukah? So he says, Mitzvasa, Shehei Kol Bayis U'Bayis Madlik Ner Echad. The way to fulfill the mitzvah's most basic form is that one candle is lit in each home. There's one person, you fulfill the obligation by lighting one candle. If there's 100 people in that family, also by lighting one candle, it's sufficient. As the Lashon of the Gemara, ner ishu beso. As long as there's one candle in the whole house, it does not matter what day of Chanukah it is, it doesn't matter how many people are in the house, the mitzvah of Chanukah can be fulfilled by lighting one candle. But mahadar, as a mitzvah, someone who wishes to go mahadrin, madlik neros kaminin anshi habayis. You light the same amount of candles as the amount of people are in the home. And therefore, ner l'chol echad echad bein anashim bein nashim. Whether it's men or women, as we said, women are also obligated in the lighting of the Chanukiah, or hearing and taking part of that mitzvah. So therefore, to fulfill the mitzvah on a mahadrin, which is a better level, make sure that there's the same amount of candles as the people in the home. So therefore, it doesn't matter what night of Chanukah it is. Just as long as, depending on how many people are in the home, there's a candle which represents each person. Most people aren't familiar with these two levels. Most people are familiar with the third and highest level, which is Mahadim and Mahadrin. But Mahadir Yoser al-Zeh, Yosem Mitzvah min amukhar, if you want to do it in the best possible way, Malik Ner l'chol echad, every person should have lit, Belaila Rishon on the first night, most of the Hoylech, and she continued to light the whole Laila Ner Echad. Every single night, one candle. And we see from here exactly how this is accomplished in Halacha Beis. Ketzad Harisha Hoyu Anshei Abayis Asara. For example, if there's 10 people in the home, so to fulfill the mitzvah in the best way, Mahadim and Mahadrin, the Rambam says, Belaila Harishon on the first night, Madlik Asara Neros, 10 candles. One candle per the 10 people in the home. Belaila Sheni Esrim, second night 20, well shlishi shloshim, so forth and so on, multiples of 10, and shenim samadlik b'leil shmini shmonim neros, 80 candles, which is the minhag of the Ramah of Bnei Ashkenaz, that every person lights their own Chanukiah, not that one person lights on behalf of everyone. However, the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel that minhag pashut b'chol arenu b'safard, in all of our cities, which is not our cities, but where the Rambam lived, which was in Sephard, that minhag, shiu kol anshe habayis malikin ner echad b'layil harishon. Didn't matter how many people were in the home, the lighting on the first night, the person, the head of the household, would light the Chanukiah on behalf of everyone else. The most even b'holchin ner b'chol layla. And one candle would be added, instead of, even though there's 10 people in the home, still only 8 candles are lit. Only one menorah or one Chanukiah is lit, according to Minhag Sephard. This is also brought down clearly in the Shulchan Aruch by Rabbi Yosef Karo. This is the prevalent custom among the Bnei Sephard. Whether there's one person in the home or numerous people in the home. Just conclude with two basic thoughts, two questions. One question is something to think about. Now, it's interesting how when it comes to all halacha, when it comes to mitzvos, we're always trying to find, or other people are always trying to find a heter, trying to be cool, what's the biggest way to be lenient. However, when it comes to Chanukah, not only do the most secular of Jews fulfill the mitzvah, but they do it mahajim and mahajim, the most beautiful way. It's certainly worthwhile thinking about what's special and unique about Chanukah, that we go out of our way, that everyone adapts the best way of fulfilling the mitzvah. That's a question we can think about. Well, another question which I will answer and will conclude with is that there's a basic principle brought down in numerous sources in the Gemara that when it comes to hiddur mitzvah, if a person wants to beautify a mitzvah, it's ad shlish. In other words, let's say, for example, to buy a base lulav and esrog set costs, let's say, $30. So the obligation of going after a beautiful mitzvah, a beautiful lulav or esrog, we only require to tack on an additional third. So it would be, let's say, for example, $40. So you spend an extra $10, is all one is obligated to do. It's called hiddur mitzvah ad shlish. And the question, the basic question that's asked when it comes to the menorah, when it comes to the Chanukiah, is we don't find this principle applies at all. When it comes to fulfilling the mitzvah, all you need to do is light one candle. However, Mahadrin and Mahadrin, to do Hiddur mitzvah, you spend a lot more than one third extra. You will buy many, many more candles. So it's in the second, if you, let's say it's the second night of Hanukkah, instead of lighting one candle, you're going to light two. So that's 100% more than to fulfill the mitzvah. So the question is, why when it comes to the Chanukiah, why do we say that we don't apply this principle of Hiddur mitzvah shlish? And the basic idea, which is numerous answers to this question, but we'll just conclude with one basic thought, is that when it comes to lulav and esrog, it's the same lulav and esrog. You can get a nicer lulav, a nicer esrog, you're still fulfilling the mitzvah, and it's the same esrog, it's just more beautified. However, when it comes to lighting the Chanukiah, lighting one candle, although one fulfills the mitzvah, you're enhancing the mitzvah in a very different way when you light numerous candles. It's not just hiddur mitzvah, but it's a way to be able to show a greater form of pursuing nisa, that you're able to show people exactly how the miracle took place, that as the nights continued, the menorah, the lighting continued. And therefore, if one would only see one candle, there's certainly the mitzvah is fulfilled, but you do not necessarily get the whole flavor of the history behind what exactly happened, what the miracle was. And therefore, perhaps for that reason, one is able to say when it comes to this particular mitzvah, we don't apply the principle of hiddur mitzvah ad shlish.